Unit 14 Test
4人の説明を聞き、問いの答えとして最も適切なものを一つずつ選びなさい。メモを取るのに下の表を使っても構いません。状況、条件、および問いが冊子に書かれているので読みなさい。聞き取る英語は一回流します。
Number 1.
Have you ever been to the Dragon Buffet? It's all you can eat, and it's just $20 per person. If you have a group of more than 25 people, you can even reserve their private banquet room. It holds up to 50 people. We can walk there from the station.
2.
How about Pizza Heaven? The restaurant seats 40 people and there's a bus that takes you there from the station in just 20 minutes. It's also very cheap, just $14 per person.
3.
Let's try the Odeon. It serves genuine French food and their courses start at just $40 per person. It's right in front of the station and can seat 75 people easily.Their desserts are out of this world.
4.
My last party was at Wild Tacos, and we had about 25 people, although there was room for 5 more. It's easy to get to by car and only costs a little over $20 for each person. There is live Mexican music, which really sets the mood.
Number 2. 1.
You should stay at Grand Ocean Plaza. It's very luxurious and expensive, but it's worth it. Every room faces the ocean, and there's a wonderful breakfast buffet. The price is $370 a night.
2.
The Koala Lodge is a real bargain. It's just $100 a night.There's a convenient shuttle bus that leaves for the beach every 30 minutes. Plus, guests can help themselves to a free continental breakfast.
3.
The usual price for the Boomerang Inn is $350 per night, but there's a special half-off deal right now, and they will serve you banana pancakes at the hotel cafe in the morning free of charge. The beach is just a few steps away.
4.
My favorite place is the Coral Reef Hotel. The breakfast isn't free, but it's fantastic. Fresh waffles every morning. And at just $90 a night, it's rather cheap. Although it's located very far from the beach, it has a fantastic pool.
Unit 14. Practice.
4人の説明を聞き、問いの答えとして最も適切なものを一つずつ選びなさい。メモを取るのに下の表を使っても構いません。状況、条件、および問いが冊子に書かれているので読みなさい。聞き取る英語は一回流します。
Number 1.
Hi there, I'm Clyde. What's up?I've been studying here in Japan for a year, but my Japanese isn't so good, so I'll do my presentation in English. No fee? No problem. Also, I live right in the center of Tokyo.
2. Hi, this is Dennis, and I'd love to speak at your school. My regular fee is 40,000 yen, and I'll need an additional 10,000 yen to take the train to Tokyo. Also,Please have an interpreter, as I'm not confident that I'll be able to do my presentation in Japanese. Thank you. 3.
Hello, I'm Emily, and I spend weekends giving volunteer lectures at schools. I go to Tokyo quite often, but I live outside this city and would like you to cover my train fare. I've been studying Japanese for almost 15 years. I look forward to meeting you.
4.
Hello, My name is Sally. I live just a short distance from your school. What a coincidence! I usually give my lectures in English, but I'm also fluent in Japanese. It would be an honor for me to speak at your school, so I wouldn't expect any payment.
Number 2. 1.
We should go apple picking this weekend. This is the busy season, so the orchard is open every day this month, and entry costs just $8. You can eat the apples you pick on the spot and fill a bag to take home for free.
2.
I've always wanted to see a Broadway show. The music and acting are amazing and well worth the price of the ticket. This weekend will probably be quite crowded, but we should be able to get good seats online. The price doesn't include any souvenirs.
3.
Have you ever taken the ferry ride to Staten Island? Right now is the perfect season for it. This Saturday night, there's a special event where students get a round-trip ticket and a cute fairy-shaped keychain for free.
4.
Tommy's Pizza on Park Street is my favorite spot. I go there every weekend. The owner told me there's a free pizza-making event this Monday. You get to make a whole pizza from scratch, and each participant walks away with a t-shirt at the end.